Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. Who kind of take off? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. Hating on the low, I been new, I been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake, but it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Hoes scratching, they messy, bitches be broken, be petty. Hate on the low and it show, cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle, staying down, got me every penny. 19, have a penny, hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, 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 can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I flip it for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face, Lord. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, could they hate now? Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight, you ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We getting real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out.
What? Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
Hey, welcome back, y'all. We at it again and again and again and again. Welcome to Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and my awesome soft co-host, Mo Benz. What it do, Mo?
Yo, what's up, Black? What's up, world? What's up, people? You know, this is another Sunday fun day. Ready to get into it. Let's talk about it.
Oh, man. So as I told you guys before, it is the summertime, so a lot of the shows, I will be on location somewhere doing a show.
Nice.
All right? So
I'm living vicariously through you right now.
Last weekend, go ahead. Last weekend, we did not do a show. We love you, we love you, we love you. I was on vacation. I took a 6.5-day vacation. Regular.
We got to talk about it. We got to talk about it.
Six and a half day vacation up in Florida, and baby, I lived my best fucking life, okay? Sad part is I lost my granny, and this vacation was already planned, prior to me losing my granny, I planned this vacation like a month and a half ago. And, you know, I was just really ready to go. The Monday of the week that I was leaving, I was really leaving on Sunday and coming back the next Saturday. But I got the call Monday afternoon that my grandmother had passed, the matriarch of our family. It wasn't a sad occasion because she was an awesome woman, lived by the Bible, 100% by the book. And I am not Christian, you know, I transitioned from Christian, from religious to spiritual, but I know that whatever she believed in, she was stuck at believing in what she believed in, and she was just a good person through and through. So I know for without a shadow of doubt where she's at. I know she's an angel. She's crossed over all of her brothers and her sisters, her aunts and her uncles, her mom, her dad, and one of her children already crossed over. So she's welcomed, very welcome to where she is.
Yeah.
We had to do that funeral on Saturday. And once we did that funeral on Saturday, so I ended up leaving Friday instead of Sunday. And I got there. I stayed with my family for a couple of days till Sunday afternoon. So I got there Friday. I stayed with them till Sunday afternoon. And then I went to the beach, okay? Now, not saying which beach I went to. So y'all give me a second because I'm going to crank up and I got to switch it back. Okay. Boom. There we go. Not saying which beach I went to because this is a favorite spot for me, and I am always at this beach.
You be keeping it close to the vest.
Yeah, I'm keeping that close to the vest. I never ever posted where I was at. They just knew I was on a beach.
Gotcha.
I had a beautiful view. It was, you know, see, I don't like stupid people.
I get you. I don't like stupid people either.
I had a beautiful view. I woke up every morning to look out the door at the ocean and the sunrise. It was something that I wouldn't trade for the world, okay? That view was absolutely amazing.
Yeah,
I got
that's
to party. I got to hang out. So I realized when I got to my location that this trip was about balance, okay? My room number in Orlando was, it equaled up to be number 5. My room number when I got to my location ended up being the number 5 as well. So I was like, oh, man, this trip is about balance. And I felt so refreshed, so renewed, so, you know, restored with energy on this trip. I made some decisions to remove some people from my inner circle, from having such close access to me. It was just time, you know, and the decision came so easy for me that I know that, you know, the universe is telling me, hey, it's time to get this stuff done. And by the time I left there, I was just a new person. I was
That's
renewed.
Good.
I felt great. I felt
Charged
like,
about it.
Let's get it. Okay, I'm in Atlanta and I'm driving, so honey, it's crazy. but I felt renewed, I felt amazing, and I came back to Orlando and I came back to Atlanta and I hit the ground running. And so, you know, it was like, okay, you know, I had to set up doctor's appointments for the kids and yada yada, in which I told you guys and I've been telling you guys that these books were coming. They are here, okay? I just sat down and focused on handling that business. So Deranged Baby Mama 3, the finale, the paperback copy is available now on Amazon. I am so excited to finally get that out there.
Nice.
We have Boy to Be a Trap Queen rewrite. So instead of me pulling... Born to Be a Trap Queen, I rewrote it, and then I actually got a part 2 to it as well. So those are up and ready. I have to get the artwork to Amazon for those books, but they're up and ready to go. I'll have the artwork probably Tuesday for those particular books. And I have just really been in my ish. You know, we have a new promo flyer for the radio show. That should be here by Tuesday. So we'll be promoting with a different flyer. Right. You know, I wanted to do some. I wonder if you guys can hear me if I change this here. Let me see.
We heard you really good before. I don't know what you.
Okay, can you hear me?
A little bit. You just gotta talk. You gotta talk deep, so you know, so you don't sound distorted. Because before you was clear, you know.
Can you hear me now?
It's just a little. It's not as clear as it was before, but I mean, I can hear you.
Okay, so we're just gonna stick to what we were doing. So I wanted to sit down and do some astrology posters. As you guys know, I do tarot readings. I have a YouTube page, Spiritual Goddess. That's G-A-W-D-D-E-S-S. And I was able to sit down. I took one whole day and worked on the astrology chart just to familiarize myself and to learn more because I learned a lot creating these charts as well. So, you know, I did that. I got that out of the way. So, like, every aspect of my businesses, I did work on them. And I came back Wednesday, and I slept Wednesday. So from Thursday until yesterday, it was all about business, getting copyrights and stuff like that done so I could release certain books to you guys. Just, like, I've been on it since I've been back, and I needed that vacation because – this is the Black that I miss, right? And I realize that sometimes when I invite people into my space, I'm inviting people that are damaged. I'm inviting people that are not together. And I'm pulling so much from me, giving into them, and they're elevating on a completely different level and leaving me drained. So I made the decision that anything that drains me has to be removed, right? And so when I did that, I just felt absolutely amazing. So we didn't do a show last week. Tonight, my friend, his birthday was on Tuesday, and I was not in town. And I was like, when I come back, we'll celebrate your birthday and do what we do. So last night, we actually celebrated the book release because I don't celebrate me enough, and I've said that before. I really don't celebrate me enough. I really don't celebrate me enough. And so last night we actually popped a bottle of Remy and I had some of my, you know, good close people with me last night.
Okay.
I had some of my good close people. You know what? I'm gonna put somebody out.
Be careful, man. Be careful.
No, leave it.
You don't do my few things.
Yeah, I'm gonna put somebody out because he ain't even doing what he's supposed to be doing. He's sitting here on he's sitting here on social media and shit, not even focused at what he's supposed to be doing.
Okay.
So sorry about that. Yeah. So. Outside of that, what was I saying? Okay, so I had some really close friends that came, you know, came by. We popped a bottle of Remy. I don't know what was in me because we got a bottle of Remy. We got like this super huge bottle of Hennessy and a bottle of Bel Air.
Right
the Lux, the white and gold bottle.
Okay. Oh shit, that's
switched from drinking.
Shit, right?
Yeah, I switched from drinking. That's Rick Ross. But I switched from drinking white to brown because white was giving me a headache. But brown kind of leaves you depleted unless you take something for, you know, your headache and the hangover that you're going to have the next day. So, can I get on? Unless you take something for it, like, you're going to feel crazy. So, you know, we was all resting. We was resting all day trying to snap back because I don't know what got into me. We drunk a whole bottle of Remy.
Remy got into you. And that, whatever, the white and gold bottle, the Lux, she said, that's what got in you. She said, you don't know what got into you. She said, I poured into you.
Yeah, well, we didn't open the Lux. We didn't open the Lux just yet because we did the Remy. And then I opened the Henny and had a cup of Henny, and I was absolutely the fuck through last night, okay? And I was just like, okay, I know that I'm going on
a
detox on Tuesday. And we'll talk about the detox and some herbs and things that I'm using. But, yeah, so we went hard last night in celebration of the book release. And I started promoting the book for the paperback today. I know a lot of people read Kindle, but I just want to tell you that Kindle really does not help the authors, man. Buy the paperback copies to help the authors when they, you know, publish these books. It is available. Deranged Baby Mama 3, the finale, is available on Amazon right now. And so tonight we went out. I had got him a cake because I told him I would get him a cake. You know, he doesn't really have family here. And, you know, he's not in a relationship. He doesn't have a boyfriend or anything like that. So I got him a cake. I got him a cake, and then I took him out to eat. He wanted some seafood. And we had a couple drinks, and now we're heading to the sex toy shop. So we're going to be on sex.
Y'all on 10 right now. Doing it big tonight. I know that's your favorite. That's one of your favorite.
But that was my week, man. Absolutely amazing.
Okay. That's good. It sounds good.
That was my week. Absolutely amazing. I wouldn't trade it for the world.
Okay. I'm going down my week then.
Yeah. How was your week?
So my week, I'm calling it over it. That's why I said I'm living vicariously through you, because these last couple weeks for me been some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? But it's all good, man. Life happens. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, man. Just a bunch of business shit. Just some bullshit right now. But it's all good. I mean, you know, I'm always on top of my game. But I'm just a little over it. I got a lot of money that's in the cloud right now. And, you know, I know it's there. I know it's coming. But it's just like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? So I'm kind of on some shit like that. So with that being said, though, I just booked a flight. You know what I'm saying? Me and my wife are going to go back to Cleveland next month. No, what was that? July. You know what I'm saying? For a couple of days, you know what I'm saying? So I got that. And then I got my major vacation coming up in August. I'm not sure. I'm going to keep it close to the vest. I'm not going to say where I'm going just yet because I want to make sure everything's solidified before I start talking about it. You know what I'm saying? Because it seemed like, I don't know, shit be going left when I start saying shit. So I'm going to keep that on the low. But I'm just getting my vacation together, getting the summer in store. Finally, too, you know what I'm saying, because I just been talking some other business, you know what I'm saying, as far as, like, stocks and shit like that. And, you know, I've been rocking with TD Ameritrade, but that shit is like a fucking course, you know what I'm saying? I feel like I'm taking a fucking college course trying to figure that shit out. So I needed something just simple and to the point, you know, especially with this crypto blowing up to how it is and all this other shit. So I finally downloaded Robinhood. So I'm gonna start fucking with that because I got a few people that's fucking with that, so I can just really just kind of get like some quick mentorship on that shit. So, I'm gonna mess with that a little bit, and then other than that, man, like I said, I'm just over it, man. So I'm just ready to just flip the page and you know what I'm saying. Oh, I think I just been playing it too safe too. You know what I'm saying, a little bit. You know what I'm saying. I'm always like, kind of like covering my tracks, and I'm like, you know, I need to let this hang out a little bit. So, you know, Leo's love a little drama every so often, so I don't know what that means, but, you know, I need to get the adrenaline flowing, you know what I'm saying? Just a little touch of drama is always good for Leo, you know what I'm saying? Because sometimes we just get bored and shit. We need some of that drama in our life to kind of kickstart ourselves and certain shit. So, you know, we'll see.
You can't have Leo without drama.
Without a little drama. We like a little drama, man. We do.
So let me give you this message, because I'm a woman of my word, and I said I was. But there is a gentleman in Atlanta, and Mo, he said he knows that you're not gay, but he would love to take you out to dinner if you came down to Atlanta.
Nah, fuck all that bullshit.
I'm speaking for my dog right now, man. Fuck me.
Matter of fact, hold up, man. I got to say some shit. I got to say some shit, too. I got to say some shit.
This is something I gotta get on my chest.
Oh yeah, fuck that. Cause some gay fucker calling me,
playing on my phone, so I don't know who the fuck that was.
Oh no, that ain't them because I damn sure don't hear the number out.
You know what I'm saying? So some pranking me, some gay motherfucker. So like I'm trying not to be too loud about it. That shit was getting me tight. You know what I'm saying? Like just call.
No
me.
What number are they calling from? What area code are they calling from?
Some bullshit. So I don't play that shit. So nah, you know what I mean? So whoever the fuck that is. I ain't with that shit. You know what I'm saying? So
what area code are they calling from? What
I'm
asking you, what area code?
That was some bullshit. I don't know. I don't even know. I had
you don't know what area code they calling from?
You don't know.
Because it was some. No, I mean it was like I'm over it because that hasn't happened in a minute because I had to switch my stuff up again. I don't want to hear no. Yeah. So yeah. Exactly. So I'm calming down a little bit, but I had to roar on that shit. I don't fuck around.
Hey, Bert.
Yeah, let me know because you know what? It's, one of my phones came up missing out of my house, right? And I can't find that phone. So when you said that, I was sitting here like, okay, what area code are they calling from? The next time, you know, just make sure to let me know about that because yeah, someone definitely took a phone out of my house, but I don't give out phone numbers. They shouldn't be able to get into the phone, but you never know. A thief is a thief.
Exactly. So, yeah. So,
but anyway, what's happening?
Yeah, my week feel better now that that Mo been phone rate. What the fuck? I thought my shit was bad. Hey, thanks,
yo,
Mo. But I was too ready. This would be possible.
Some bullshit.
You know what I'm saying? Nah, man, my fucking C8, that bitch blew up on a nigga. So I'm on FIFA right now, and that hurt my heart. But I'd rather be on feet than have a faggot call my phone. So
you're so stupid.
Yeah, I feel you. That's calling me like yo, what
hey.
The fuck is this?
Hey, Mo, but real shit about the TV and marriage.
Just some stalker shit.
You need to
focus just
on that TV and marriage. Don't let that Robin Hood. Don't let that easy shit get confused.
I'm switching subjects on that.
I
just need some quick stuff. I know that the TV and marriage has been a little tedious. I just need something a little bit more simple.
No, still sharp, still, dog. Real shit. Still sharp and still. But you can't expect to be the. You can't expect to be an NBA player playing with fucking first graders. You know what I'm saying? So, study your
That's
shit,
fact,
learn your shit, and then you'll improve with your shit.
Yeah,
I bet you just
want to
be one of those motherfuckers on Robin Hood crying like a bitch. Hello, for all my money.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, I don't know, because I've been studying the game, so I see if I can get in. Yeah, I'm just going to dabble. I just want to dabble with it just a little bit just to,
dabble.
You know, because you know.
We don't dabble with our money, man. We make money. Fuck wrong with you, dabble.
But you know how
to dabble,
you know.
Lose money.
All right, look, I'm you know, I'm listening to what you're saying, but you know, I just got
no,
to. Nah, I mean, I got TV and trade. You know, but I'm just telling you, like I said, it's like a court. And like you said, I just need something a little, I don't know. I'm going to see. I'm going to keep you posted on this shit, though. You know what I'm saying? In our money section. But I just downloaded. I haven't even started messing with it a little bit. But the only thing I'm just saying is I was just seeing how virtually easy. Like I bullshit you not. I'm seeing some of my counterparts like just pulling up shit. Oh, yo, I made $6,000 in the past. You know, since the year started, just fucking around with certain shit. Like, and it's just mad simple. You know what I'm saying? Like mad simple. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, damn. You know what I'm saying? Like if I'm knowing the complicated shit, the simple shit should just come simple. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I'm looking at it. And then when it just comes to the crypto, like being able to just quickly, boom, 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 boom. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. They just simplified it and they kind of,
no,
I guess, opened my eyes
don't
up.
Don't use it.
I'm
saying don't use the bitch. But don't rely on the motherfucker. Like, man, it's just simple and shit. Like, no, man, learn that shit. But as far as Robin Hood buying Dogecoin or some bullshit, then yeah, but it is.
Yeah,
what it
that's
is.
How I'm talking about it. Because, you know, I study Steve Jobs a lot. You know what I'm saying? And you see how he, you know, if you ever read his book, it's a very good book. Anyway, but you just talk about, you know, shit don't got to be complicated. You know what I'm saying? That's why the iPhone is such a phenomenon, because he just simplified shit that was complicated. You know what I'm saying? It was just like, why the fuck does it got to be complicated?
Like,
you know what I'm saying? Well, yeah, if you had an iPhone, you would see how simple it is. You know what I'm saying? So it just makes the computer experience just simplify, which is just how it should be.
What you talking about?
I mean, you don't have. If you had an iPhone, never step up in, you know, to 2021 and get an iPhone. You'll see what I'm talking about. But I digress. I digress. So, Black, what's up with this topic, though?
Yeah.
So Smooth didn't tell us. Smooth, that's all you had to have say about your week.
What about my C8 blowing up? I mean, pretty fucking much. My week was better than most, so I'm good, huh? Thanks.
You're so fucking stupid.
Oh,
well,
my God.
Talk for 5 minutes. Give me 5 minutes, y'all, and I'll be right back. Less than five. Five. Okay.
Five minutes. Oh. Hey, but what we need to talk about is how Black Tish wasn't going to drink alcohol no more, but then she became an alcoholic over the weekend.
I know. She talked about the Remy, the Hennessy, and the Lux.
Talking about I was in Lux.
Oh, man. So, I'm trying to think, man, what else? What else is going on, man?
Ain't really shit going on with me other than making fucking money. The only thing is, man, when my fucking car blew up, I said, oh, Jesus. Come on, Chevy, don't do it. Like, yeah, my C8,
car
man. My little quote. Yeah, that bitch decided to fuck me. I said, come on, nigga.
How did that happen? Because that's some shit like that happened to me before. My BMW blew up.
I don't really know, because, like, you know, the bitch just came out last year. So, you know, last year I'm thinking I'm feeling myself. I made a shitload of money. So I'm like, man, I'm about to go pick up this fucking C8, that American Mary Corvette. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Fake-ass fucking Lambo or some bullshit, whatever.
I get you.
So I picked that bitch up last year. I'm having fun with it this year. I'm on my way to work, and...
Oh shit!
That was my fucking week. I'm like, man, come on, dog. But my week better than yours, cause
shit was crazy.
I got girls calling my phone.
You know what I'm saying?
Nigga breathing in your phone. Come on, bro.
some gay ass groupie shit. I'm like, what the fuck is this, man? Like, come on, man. Like. Yeah, that shit was crazy. But anyway, that shit hadn't happened in a minute. I had to get this app. I mean, I needed this app anyway because of my real estate shit, so I don't screen my calls anyway. But that just kicked it in the high gear because I had to get that. So ever since I got that, I've been kind of able to block my calls, man. But this fucker was, like, hitting me up. Like, I'm like, what the fuck? And then, I don't know, man, just calling some block numbers and all this other bullshit, man. I'm like, what the fuck, man? But call me a few times. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you, man. We need to call the police.
Like, what the hell, man?
I think it's a crime.
It should be. It should be.
Think it's a crime. I'm not sure.
Fuck. That shit got me.
Like harassment and stalking or some shit.
Yeah, I can just imagine. Like, it's crazy. People start. Anyway. But no,
like, man, treat that shit like a crime, because for one, and wiggle the fuck around and run up on the dude, right, for playing with and bad him in his
mouth.
I know,
I wish I could find one.
You would go to jail. No, you would go to jail for a hate crime.
Oh, yeah,
you
right. For me rolling up on him if I was to find out where he at.
Right. Right.
You know what I'm saying?
So to circumvent that shit, man, play the game how I do, man. Call the police on that motherfucker.
Yeah,
like,
ain't nobody got time for all that shit, though, man. Man, I got so much
to
fuck up my whole flow.
Fuck that. You got to set the tone, goddammit. Bitch, you're going to jail.
I'm that bitch. Who's going to jail?
She got off the phone to take a little sip of that Remy. That's what she did, motherfucker.
Yeah.
No, we are at the same shop.
Oh, man, that was a game.
No, we
are. Nigga, I overheard her say that shit. The nigga have a boyfriend, so now she around there with a little gay dude. Yeah.
I'm like, man,
that's the nigga calling
the phone. Asking me
you so stupid.
If I come to Atlanta or some shit. Nah, fuck with me. Come on, Black. You know how I get down. Come on, Black. Don't even come to me with that shit like that. Come on.
But you can't do it.
Triple OG, man. I don't fuck around with that shit.
All right,
shit,
so what you
like,
get from the sex shop, man? What you get from the sex shop?
Okay, I don't know what I'm getting, but I am in Starship. Starship is very big in Georgia, and this is where I am. So we really would have to see.
Look at this, Starship. So them sex stories gonna take you to the moon.
Yep.
And,
thank you. Chelsea just told me since we on air, they have 20 locations in Georgia and one location in Tennessee, and this is Starship Adult Shop, and they have some of everything in this store. So because I don't know what I want, I'm gonna look around while we get into this topic. All right. So some people may think that this is just like a generic topic, but it is really real, okay? It is really real, okay? Would you turn a long-term cut buddy, fuck friend, into a relationship? All right.
Nope.
Who said nope?
Me.
I think that was Mo. Mozilla.
Nah.
Right.
That's why it's a cut buddy. That's the relationship right there. Cut buddy.
Okay.
Well, that's me.
All right.
When you get out of line, you cut, buddy.
That's it. That's the relationship. That's our relationship. But yeah, but go ahead.
You've been dealing with this person for years, and you feel like, oh, the vibe is there, and I really like them, yada, yada, you know what I'm saying? And then you feel like you want to take it to the next level, no?
I mean, I can go for it. Or go, yeah, now you go smooth, and I'll go after.
Let me say this. All right. At the end of the day, I'm quite certain everybody on this phone done fucked around and did a transgression as far as, you know what I'm saying, turning a fuck friend into a potential relationship or a relationship that I've worked or didn't with. It happens. Okay. So what I do, I've done it. I don't recommend it. Like the thing is, when you fuck somebody for a long ass period of time, even if you don't converse with that motherfucker every day, but y'all been on a fucking basis for years, so that's the way the fuck it is. So then you might feel comfortable with that. That's just what I'm saying.
Hold on, you went out. Smooth.
Okay, I was like, is that me? No, that's him.
Yeah, I think we look a little
smooth. And his BlackBerry.
Right? You got to step
that's
it up.
That's him and his BlackBerry. Okay, So go ahead and answer while we're waiting on Smooth to come back in.
Okay, so, yeah, so the reason why I said no, because I only can speak for me personally, and once again, it's just hashtag happily married man, but a cup buddy is a cup buddy for a reason, you know what I'm saying, in my estimation, you know what I'm saying, if it was supposed to be a relationship, then it would have been a relationship, you know what I'm saying, so generally, with cup buddies, you know what I'm saying? For me, my cup buddies that I've had in the past before I was, you know, in a quote unquote marriage or serious relationship, it was what it was. You know what I'm saying? We was just cool. And we would just link up every so often, friends with benefits. But that's what made it cool, because we was friends with benefits. We were in that zone because we knew our relationship wouldn't work, and we were just, well, that person was in a relationship. They might have been committed into something and whatever. So, you know, a cup buddy gives you the ability to be able to do that.
Taylor, fuck all that. Motherfucker, AT&T is getting rid of that 3G network in 2022, right? So to force me, right, real nigga shit. So to force me to get rid of my BlackBerry, they periodically just take away all my fucking service. I'm talking about won't be able to make a emergency phone call.
They trying to phase that shit out, man.
No, they're not dropping the calls. I'm talking about they taking away everything. It's a big ass X.
They like, man, they like that BlackBerry shit is over with, man. They phasing you out, man. They phasing you out.
Man, look,
BlackBerry, if I ain't seen no BlackBerry 2021 commercial where they revamped it and, you know, made it for now. They phased it out, man. That's it. It's the last of a dying
breed. They got a phone coming out in 2021, so mind your business, okay? Mind your business.
Check that stock. They got you something, but if you still using that old one,
you with the fucking apples and all that shit. The black and the bear, the tweet is a juice.
man.
Like, I don't even know what the fuck I was saying. What the fuck was I saying before?
Yeah, we
were talking
about cut buddies. Cut buddies and shit like that.
No, but what was I saying before my phone said fuck me? Because I don't know.
You were saying something about you was about to go deep into like a relationship you might have had with a cut buddy or some shit that you tried that didn't work or worked and didn't, something like that.
Oh, fuck that. Either way it goes, y'all finish y'all statement. I'll come back.
Well, I'll let you take it, Black. Go ahead, because this is your topic. So I'm thinking like maybe, you know.
Okay. I was listening to you saying, you know, coming in saying no, but here's the thing. I agree with y'all. You really cannot.
Well, Smooth didn't really say nothing.
So
you agree with me?
Well, I agree with you. Well, he said no.
Okay.
So I really agree with that because, listen, I've done it before. I've done it before and tried to change a friends with benefits relationship into a cut buddy. And so, you know,
wait, hold
likely
on, that's the same
speaking,
thing. Friends with benefits. Friends with benefits.
I mean, friends
with
into
a
relationship.
Buddy.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I've done it before. Okay. And so when I did that, I realized that that was kind of like one of the worst mistakes that I ever made. And I'm a cool person. You know what I'm saying? I'm real super cool, right? And with me being is. Me being me and having people that I deal with, you know, for extended periods of time, that shows me how cool I actually am. But one time I had a cut buddy for like 6 years, and then I said to myself, like, you know what? Hey, let's just try to make it work. I was in between relationships, and I just felt like, you know what? This person knows me, so why not, you know, go through it with this person, right? And when I did that, it just, it exploded to be one of the worst things in my life. And I actually didn't like that person anymore. So, you know, you have to understand what it is that you have going on with somebody. And I feel like we had our friends with benefits going on. And when I tried to change that, it messed up the entire dynamic of the situation. So I would not do that anymore, period. Listen, if we're friends with benefits, let's keep it there. It's a reason, you
my
know,
friends
you probably
with
have
stay in a friend zone with benefits.
Yeah,
if that makes sense.
Yeah, you have great sexual chemistry, and just let it be that. You know,
that's it.
You don't have
that's
to,
it.
You know, graduate or change.
Facts. And then, once again, hashtag happily married. But that if I'm in a cut buddy relationship with that person, that means, I mean, we got an agreement that you do what you do, I do what I do. But then if I'm changing that cut buddy or that friends with benefits into a, I'm just going from open to, like, exclusive. And why the fuck would I do that?
I am going to
from, you know what I'm saying? Like, why am I just going to be like, nah, I ain't fucking around with nobody else. I'm just going to just be with you. Yeah, no, we already established that we got a cool relationship where we just do us and we just do, you know what I'm saying? So why would I want to just make that exclusive? That just don't even make no sense. It's like an open listing, and now I'm just making it exclusive. You know what I'm saying? Open listing, that's like if I'm a owner and I'm just like, all right, y'all come through and whoever comes with the best offer. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to see which one. And now I'm just making it exclusive to this person. Like, what have you done to make it exclusive? You know what I'm saying? So that's me. So I just think if it's going to start out as a relationship like that, it's got to start out like that. Like that. You know what I'm saying? But with benefits, once you start the friends with benefits and you try to make it like an exclusive, I just don't think you can go back. I think it can go the opposite. It can go from a regular relationship to a friends with benefits relationship, but a friends relationship, friends with benefit can't
that,
go into
that's one
a
thing
exclusive.
I will not do though. You know, okay, so and you made a very valid point right there. Okay, so if you start talking to somebody and it doesn't, if you start talking to somebody and it goes to the friends with benefits, that means that you both seen that there was no potential in growth, but you know you guys enjoyed the sex. Right, so you made the best of it, okay? And you could go years, you know, with the proper understanding and no stress, you can actually go years with a friend's benefits. Now, if we are in a relationship, and if we're in a relationship and it don't work out,
I'm not going to go friends with benefits from a relationship, because that means that you really don't serve any purpose in my life. And I'm finna get you out of my life completely. I'm not finna have you around, you know, just playing for right now. You know.
Mm. Oh, so you wouldn't do that. You wouldn't do it. You wouldn't do the other way either.
Okay. Okay. Sometimes, yeah. I mean, like, because, you know, sometimes the way those relationships happen, they happen way, way more often than not. Because, especially like we was together, we might have been married, or I'm just speaking in general terms, or, you know, we might have been married, we might have had a kid together and stuff like that. We might have really tried to make the family thing work, but then just through times, it didn't happen. But every so often, I'll link up. You know what I'm saying? That's just how that shit go. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it not become like a friends with benefit kind of thing that morphed from a serious relationship, but now they kind of just mutual. Y'all mutual, and then y'all every so often y'all might pull around. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, that's dangerous too.
Yeah, that's dangerous.
Okay.
Because then the feelings get back in, like you think you can.
Right.
That's dangerous if both parties agree. But if one person still want to make it work and the other person doesn't, then that's when it's dangerous. That's the difference.
Right. So,
yeah,
like,
free
one,
game, free game.
Once you included the word children, that's when it became dangerous.
Ooh,
okay. So, like,
yeah.
Now you have this fantasy, which is a fantasy, right? A fantasy of actually getting back together and establishing something that really ain't good. So
yeah.
That's when the child support and, you know what I'm saying, the fucking game is gone.
Yeah, and I think that's true, too. That's like the illusion, because you don't want to give the kid the illusion, too. Maybe that could mess up your you know, your kid, because they thinking, like, oh, this is really a fan base. It's just not even that.
We're talking about the adults.
No, but I'm saying that, too, though. Like, you know, because the kid might be thinking, like, oh, shit, y'all can really, and, you know, of course y'all going to co-parent regardless. But I'm saying if the kid just see y'all kind of like every so often together, oh, you know, my parents is together. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're going to just be a family. Like, whatever.
Black background loud as hell, bro. Keep a black background, dog.
I'm sitting here listening.
I can't hear what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? So
I heard everything he said. Your blackberry is sensitive. You need to change.
Nigga, the people in your background talking to sensitive.
Okay, so y'all asked what I got out of here. Okay, I got some kinky BDSM dice. Okay, you roll the dice and it tells you
dice.
What you want. I got another whip, but I got the Velcro type whip. And then I have an 8-inch Dr. Skin realistic cock. I have foam and fresh toy cleaner. I have 4-in-1 playful colors, so it's for warming, kissable, lubricant, and massage. And then I have 50 nights of naughtiness.
What's that?
Which I'm not really sure. It's a game.
Oh, okay.
So black shit,
yeah,
won't fight shit up, but you won't play a little dice and play a little game and hopefully get those songs.
It's a system with a lot of glycerin in it, so you make it really sensitive. I would use it outside the body, but not inside the body.
Oh, okay. Well, I was really looking for a warming. What's a good warming?
I don't highly recommend this instead of this.
And this is warming?
Yes. It's like extra
sensitive. Oh, you better get
off. It does warming, the tingling, stimulating. It's good for both partners.
That's that old
one.
That back
so for oral
and motion black. Lotion.
Okay.
He gets a motion lotion black.
Right.
Well,
that used to be dope.
That's what I was
hot.
Trying to buy just then, some motion lotion, and she told me, you know, not to get that one, to get a different one.
Yeah, that takes me back to my slow jam days. You know what I'm saying?
Take you back
you
to
know, though, you got the slow jam days, you know what I'm saying? You got your slow jam mixtape that you done put together, you know what I'm saying? And you got your motion lotion ready, you know what I'm saying? So you can really... you can really set the mood.
You okay with emotion?
You know what I'm
saying?
That takes me back in the day when I had my slow jam tape on deck with my motion lotion.
And it said slow jam tape. What you had on your slow jam tape, bro?
Oh, man. Oh, dude, I'll run it down. You know what I'm saying? Tony. Tony, some H-Town. You know what I'm saying?
Knocking the boots.
Yeah, knocking the boots, lick you up. You know what I'm saying?
what else I had? Some, you know, you gotta have some old school New Edition in there. Yeah, man. What's that? When I See You Cry Again. When I See You Smile Again. That's the one. You know, all the old joints, man. Back in the day. You know what I'm saying?
And what else? Let me tell you, man. Motherfucking Quiet as Kept. One of the freakiest people, right, to ever make me do this is Janet Jackson, right?
Oh, so hell yeah. Janet
got a song. Janet got a song. No, fuck that. Fuck that song. Janet got a song called Would You Mind? Yeah, Would You Mind? You ever heard of it?
I don't know about that.
Oh, my God.
Of course. Black heard of it. Now, look, let me tell you something. If you ever really want to get your little motion lotion on, put that fucking Would You Mind on, right? Like, real shit. Put that Would You Mind on.
Nah.
You see what I'm saying? And
I
just
put
it on the eyelid. Yeah,
and we going to talk some Slow Jams and Janet.
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you my mind on, and
kiss on the eyelid and see what happens.
Nah, yeah. Bro. Like, the Janet Jackson, my go-to Janet Jackson, I'm going to tell you.
Listen to the song. Have your wife listen to the song. You don't even be in the room. Have your wife listen to the song. Anytime, any place. That's okay. Don't get me wrong.
Anytime, any place.
With Your Mama, it's fucking nasty.
That one is nasty. Hold on, let me tell you. Anytime, any for Janet. Anytime, because these used to go hard on my slow jam tape. Anytime, any place. Time flies. That's the one right there. Funny how time flies. That shit. That's from her Control album. That shit was dope. And 70s Love Groove. That's another
Black.
One. You know what I'm saying? Free Game.
Black.
Yeah.
Tell that nigga about that Would You Mind. Fuck that. Tell that nigga about that Would You Mind.
Yeah, that Would You Mind is fire, man.
Oh, mm-hmm. Don't forget
that. That Would
You
Mind is nothing to be played with.
Hold on. Then you got to have some Prince on a Slow Jam mixtape, too. You know what I'm saying? So you got to have that Scandalous. You know what I'm saying? Scandalous. Scandalous go hard. Adore.
Man, do that.
You know what I'm saying?
Adore, all right.
Insatiable.
The One, you see what I'm saying? Put on The One from Prince. And like that. That right there? That's a motherfucker.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Now, you know, don't get me wrong, you know, Diamonds and Pearls and the other ones is okay and shit. But you see, The One? Yeah.
Okay.
If you want that
Scandalous.
Pussy to open up for you?
Nah, Scandalous. Scandalous.
So like
that Scandalous.
Don't get me wrong. Scandalous okay, but you see, The One would get a motherfucker in the movie. Like, let's say she pissed off with you, right?
Yeah.
And she really ain't feeling it, but she still won't give you the pussy. See, the one will get a fucking mind right.
Oh, man. I'm telling you, my shit.
Yeah.
Oh, remember, you know what else you got to have on there? Moments of Love, Art of Noise. You hip to that? That shit used to go hard. That beat?
Yeah.
Moments of Love?
Yes.
Come on, man. Come on, man. My Slow Jam mixtapes was phenomenal. You know what I'm saying?
Your slow jam mixtape was okay. It's okay.
It ain't
my slow jam mixtape.
It's okay. Black said that motion. But I digress. So Black, yeah. So what else with this topic, man? What is, you know? You get into the world famous
well, I mean,
chop up.
Y'all took off. Y'all took off and ran. Y'all took off and ran with it. But closing thoughts is yes.
Right.
However you are dealing with somebody, stick to that. Okay? Stick to how you're dealing with them. Everything is meant to grow in a certain direction. And, you know, you'll learn a lot about a person when you start. It's called the expectancy, right? When you get
right.
in a relationship with somebody, you expect them to be a certain way. You expect them to move differently, right? And, you know, they go from Friends with Benefits and you're not applying no pressure to you apply
right.
all of the pressure in the world
yeah.
because you're expecting them to start
word.
Treating you completely different. And
yeah.
at that point, your relationship is going to go sour because
right.
now you're applying pressure that you didn't apply to them. You guys got along
yeah,
because
easy breeze before.
There was no expectancy in reference to
right.
the two of you. You know what I'm saying?
Some expectations.
It's already hard enough for people
exactly.
to get in sound relationships. You know, as it is because of, you know, it's a lot going on out here. So it's the expectancy of it all that, makes it complicated because that flow changes. So if you are with somebody and y'all been cut friends, just keep it as cut friends. I finally agree with the fellas tonight.
Don't do it. I've done it myself. It was the worst decision that I ever made.
I know, right?
It's about to snow tomorrow. All three of us agree.
You're so stupid.
It's about to snow. But it's funny when I say that because I was going through some shit with one of my baby mamas a long time ago, and I had to wind up writing a poem called Expectation. You know what I'm saying? Expectations is what really kills a relationship. You know what I'm saying? Because like, before you have expectations, everything is fine. You know what I'm saying? But when you actually start to implement them expectations on motherfuckers and you don't verbally address your expectations, man, that's the end of it. That's the end of it. I'm glad Black used that word, man. It just, it's about to kill them. But yeah, man, fuck that. If you fucking that bitch, fuck that bitch.
All right.
You know what I mean? Leave that hole alone.
All right, taking it to the world famous top up.
Are you talking about you kidding, bitch?
So, without further ado, you know, this is my favorite part of the show. So this is the world famous chop up. So, you know, if you're new to the show, this is the part of the show where I get a chance to just talk my shit. So, yeah, man, so a few different things to get into. So first off, I'm going to run it down because we had some stuff from, like, you know, last week, you know, being a week, you know, took a little week off. Got a little extra stuff that I didn't get a chance to touch base on. So first off, I'm going to take it to the sports report. But before I do that, I got to run down, like, the NBA playoffs and all that stuff. I got to really give a shout-out to a player that I wasn't a fan of until now. You know what I'm saying? When he played, I didn't fuck with this guy. You know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, dude, you're living up to your potential. But until he told his side of the story, then I can kind of put some respect on his name a little bit. So I just want to shout-out Kwame Brown. You know what I'm saying? So Kwame Brown, just to run it from the top, you know, he was like the number one draft pick when Michael Jordan was like in charge of the Wizards. So he was the number one draft pick, man. He was supposed to be like a LeBron James type dude. You know, Jordan take you number one, you straight out of high school, didn't pan out. You know, he was an all right player, you know what I'm saying? But he, you know, you could that number one draft pick and Jordan can't pick him. You're supposed to be the guy, you know what I'm saying? So with that being the case, let me see, just because I didn't take the proper notes on this, but I'm going to try to freestyle a little bit. So he used to play with a guy named Gilbert Arenas, and Gilbert Arenas was on a podcast that's hosted by Steven Jackson and what's the other guy's name, man? Matt Barnes, right? So, yeah, Steven Jackson and Matt Barnes. So they got a podcast called some shit, Up in Smoke or With the Smoke or Not the Smoke, something with smoke, you know what I'm saying? So anyway, I haven't really caught it or whatever, but, you know, a lot of athletes come through, especially like former basketball players. They just chop it up. They kind of do what we do, but they tell old basketball stories, I guess. So Gilbert Arenas, you know what I'm saying? And Gilbert Arenas was, you know, he was a popular basketball player in like the early 2000s. He kind of didn't live up to his potential too. We talk about expectations. Once he made a little name for himself, you know, he just didn't, this is what happened, because basically, Michael Jordan drafted Kwame Brown, and then, of course, you know, when Michael Jordan came out of retirement and played with the Wizards for those 2 years, what was that, like 2003, anyway, you know, once Jordan retired again, then Jordan ended up getting fired. That's before he, you know, started becoming the owner of the Charlotte Hornets. But basically, Gilbert Arenas was the guy that came on board and, like, kind of really, you know, was the star player for the Wizards at that time. So this is, like I said, early 2000s. Yeah, I remember him and LeBron used to go at it a little bit. He never beat LeBron in the playoffs, but, you know, he used to get his team to the playoffs consistently. So anyway, I guess Gilbert Arenas came on and they was talking, and some came up with Kwame Brown, and they just started shitting on Kwame Brown, much like how Shaq and a Fool, JaVale McGee. You know what I'm saying? JaVale McGee was another one. He used to get shitted on all the time. You know, Shaq had this thing that they used to run on Inside the NBA where it was called Shaq and a Fool and, like, the bloopers. But they will always run a blooper of JaVale McGee, and to the point where he had to, like, you know, Shaq was acting kind of like a bully. You know what I'm saying? To the point he had to, like, stick up for himself because Shaq was just calling him every show. So he got to the point where he got sick of it. And he finally stood up for himself, and then, you know, now he's, you know, he was on the Lakers championship team last year. You know what I'm saying? Now he, you know, then kind of changed his name around, changed the world. So finally,
Kwame Brown did the same thing after years and years and years of just being the butt of the jokes. I guess he was tired of it. So long story short, my man went on live. And the funny thing about Kwame Brown, nobody ever heard this dude talk, you know what I'm saying, because he was never the star player on his team. So he was never getting interviewed or doing a press conference or nothing like that. So people was like, oh, shit, like he played with Kobe, you know. So anyway, he goes on his live, and he just airs Steven Jackson out. You know, I think he was saying, oh, Steven Jackson, like, you know, you all with this Black Lives Matter, but then one moment you want to be a gang member, the next minute you're an activist, you know what I'm saying? And then he was like, Matt Barnes, oh, we was calling him Becky with the good hair. He's like, yo, Matt Barnes, like, you know, you the light-skinned Drake dude. You supposed to be taking girls, and you getting your girl took by Derek Fisher, because, you know, they had a little situation, Matt Barnes and Derek Fisher with Matt Barnes' wife. So that was the funniest thing.
Took the bitch and the kid.
Yeah, like, it was like, you're supposed to be the one taking your curly hair. You're supposed to be taking girls and you're getting your girl took. So it was hilarious, man. But I was just happy the dude just stood up for himself, man. Just somebody just getting picked on constantly, and he finally just stood up for himself. And then, you know, just on some political shit, you know, I went back and saw one of his old shit he was talking about, I guess, during the election time. When I used to talk about it, how, like, you know, if you a black Republican and you want to, you know, maybe, you know, you fucking with Trump on something he might have just did back, you know, I'm almost saying back in the day, like last year or whatever, or, you know, the past 4 years, and, you know, people want to clown you, call you whatever, you know what I'm saying, because you don't agree with the normal Democratic way, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, he had some voice, you know, he was talking about that. So, long story short, I just caught a lot of respect for him. And then he was about to take it to Jemele Hill, you know what I'm saying? And Jemele Hill, I told you I was a fan of her back in the day, but then, I don't know, she kind of jumped out the window and I kind of stopped really rocking with her. But, you know, she got into it, so she started giving her 2 and 2, you know, oh, Kwame Brown. She said something like, he was getting violent or using violence or something. And he was like, and then Kwame Brown just said, oh, you up next. And he was about to read her, but then she was like, nah, I don't want to smoke. You know what I'm saying? I didn't mean it that way. When I said violent, I didn't mean violence. I meant it like he was just, I don't know, some bullshit. She was copping pleading. But anyway, so I'm just glad that he kind of stepped up, man. And now I'm all ears, man. I'm like, dude, you know what I'm saying? I'm glad you got a voice, man. So, and then he was talking about his career. Like, it's not the way it made it seem. Like, he wasn't even supposed to go to the Wizards and shit like that. And Michael Jordan, you know, he couldn't speak up and say some shit because, you know, nobody could talk shit about Michael Jordan because it was Michael Jordan. So, you know, he just kind of was in the wrong place at the wrong time. But, you know, then he did go to the Lakers and he had a decent career, you know, once Kobe got in and stuff like that. So thought that was kind of interesting. Let's see what else we got. So, Smooth, I want to get your take on this now because I know you're a boxing guy. So we got Tyson Fury, Wilder Part 3 coming up July 24th. What you think?
Man, look, I just want the shit to get over with. I have no interest in the outcome.
Okay.
I see what's going to happen. Like, I don't believe Wilder has the opportunity or a chance to beat Fury. So, mm-hmm. But
yeah,
I'm going to watch it. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to pay for it, but I'm going to watch it.
But you going to watch it. Yeah, I think Tyson Fury
I'm done with it.
Yeah, Wilder.
I'm done with him tired. You see what I'm saying? Wilder's the type of guy, man.
You get into a bar fight, yeah, you want Wilder on your side. But boxing match, nah, man. Like, some technical fighter, the Tyson Fury, even though he's big.
I'm not going to shit on him because, like, the motherfucker still was an Olympian. Let's get that one thing straight. He has talent in the field.
He's a bruiser.
No.
He can't box.
Don't ever use the word can't. You see what I'm saying? Because let's get one thing straight.
Against Wilder.
They call him the bronze bomber for a reason. The only thing that fucked up Wilder is that he started knocking people out. You see what I'm saying? Once he got on that knockout run, he stopped practicing. He stopped incorporating his boxing skills, and he was just swinging for the fences. It happens to a lot of people. You see what I'm saying? So instead of you actually refining your fucking skills, you started to regress.
Rely on that, yeah.
Progress,
well,
you see what I'm saying?
Regressed.
But don't sleep on the motherfucker. I'm just saying,
I'm sleeping on him.
You
got to
wake me up.
Box.
I'm sleeping on him, Smooth. I'm sorry. I'm
right.
Sleeping on him. Them last two
right.
Fights. Fury
is the way better boxer. Everybody forgot what the Fury
I'm
is.
I'm sleeping
champ.
On him right now.
You know what I'm saying?
Sleeping on him.
Everybody forgot that Fury is the champ. Fury is the man who beats the man. You know what I'm saying? Anthony Johnson ain't the champ. Tyson Fury is the champ. Tyson Fury is the one who beat Vladimir Klitschko. You see what I'm saying? He just decided to snort a shitload of coke, and they took all his fucking dope.
Exactly.
But he's still the champ.
I still would like to see Anthony Johnson versus Wilder. I wish they would just do that shit already, but, you know, Wilder trying to get back on Fury.
Eventually that might happen, but it ain't going to happen on time.
Fight. Yeah,
I believe that Fury and Wilder's going to have another fight.
No, not a fourth one. This is the last one. They're not going to fight again.
Notice I said Fury and Wilder's going to have another fight, which is going to be this fight right here.
Oh, okay. I get you.
Unfortunately, you see what I'm saying, Wilder's the type of person to where you really don't want to fight him more than once because he's not going to stop. You know what I'm saying? Even if you beat that motherfucker 30 times, you see what I'm saying? He's going to wear you down to where you just going to give up like, man, fuck it, quit. He has that mentality. It don't matter how many times you beat him. The last time he got in a fight, you know what I'm saying, his corner threw in the towel. That's what's fucking him up mentally, because mentally he didn't quit. You see what I'm saying? Even though you were getting your ass whooped, dog, look. Fuck what you're saying. Like, if you were kept getting hit, boy, you'd be stupid right now.
Yeah, you're getting his ass whooped.
So I'm gonna watch the fight. I believe, without a shadow of a doubt, if Tyson Fury actually goes up in there and play with Wilder, Tyson Fury going to get knocked out. But Tyson Fury ain't going to go up in there and play with Wilder.
Yeah,
he's gonna
why would you do that?
Shit. He's going to hit him.
Get
your Mayweather. He's going to hit him and hold him. Hit him and hold him.
He's
going to tire out fucking Wilder, and then he's just going to win any fucking point. I have
keep your Mayweather blueprint.
I have no desire to watch the fucking fight again, to be honest with you. I'm going to watch it because I'm a boxing fan.
Yeah.
But that hand is only fair because Wilder did give Fury the rematch. So, like, all right, nigga, now fuck it. I gave you a rematch. Now you're supposed to give me mine. So it is what it is. But, yeah. I'd just rather just watch fucking Fury and Anthony Joshua fight and unified for the undisputed.
Yeah, that was a good one. I mean, Anthony Joshua, I would like to see him. I think he would be a better matchup, Fury, than Wilder at this point, you know. We'll see. You know what I'm saying? They need to not drag they feet with these heavyweight fights, man. Just get them together, man, and go. They be taking forever, man. That's why the heavyweight division is
monkey.
Yeah, I get it, but it takes so much money.
Like,
no, but it takes
like fights like that cost a lot of money. Fights like that cost a lot of money. Ain't nobody really putting the money in. See, that's the problem. You don't have.
Well, I think COVID
about it. They were trying to start a fight during a fucking pandemic. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what I said. COVID.
Everybody's talking about Saudi Arabia because Saudi Arabia would love just spending hundreds of millions of dollars just to ship and get.
Yeah, just because they got it like that. That's the oil money.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's that. So let me see here. What else? So a couple music reviews I'm gonna get into. So I got three that I'm gonna run down. So the first one, actually I'm gonna build up to the because the third one I like the best, surprisingly too. You know what I'm saying? So first one, we have Young and May, man. I fucks with her, man. She's straight out of Brooklyn, lesbian chick. You know what I'm saying? Dyke chick. But I fuck with her, man. I like Young and May, man. She got this new project. It's called Off the Yak or something like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm drinking some Hennessy right now. I know Black said she was on that Hennessy last night. It's just called Off the Yak, man. And she's just kicking some old lesbian shit. You know what I'm saying? Getting at bitches. You know what I'm saying? Like on some trap shit. I like it though, man. So thumbs up to the dude. That's all I'm going to say, man. She just seemed like a cool chick to kick it with. You know what I'm saying? She seemed like she could definitely be like a wingman. You know what I'm saying? Like, she going to get the bitches. You know what I'm saying? She going to be getting at them just like you. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to that young man. I like
it. Taking bitches.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So Young and May Off the Yak. I think it's called. It's something yak. You know what I'm saying? She's talking about that Hennessy. But, so shout out to that. That's a good listen. West Coast. I haven't really got it. Chance to dive into it because I've been on some other stuff, and plus I need some more West Coast joints to drop for me to just dive back into it. But shout out to YG, you know, he dropped a joint album with Mozzie, you know what I'm saying? So I fucks with YG. YG's one of my favorite dudes out of the West Coast now, you know what I'm saying? He definitely, you know,
be representing, you know, that gang. But, you know, like I said, I'm, you know, it's good. Don't get me wrong. It's, you know, it's a good listen, but I can only really get into that when some more West Coast come out, you know what I'm saying, that I can just double back to that. So, but I'll keep you posted. I'm going to come back to the YG and Mozzie, but that definitely dropped. So shout out to YG. He's been consistent. Been probably the most consistent out the West, you know, in the last few years as far as West Coast is concerned. So that's that. And then we had Haitian Boy Kodak. And I told you I was waiting for before I got into the Haitian Boy Kodak, which is the new Kodak Black joint. I was waiting for what I thought was West Side Gun. Because West Side Gun, you know, out of Griselda, of course, he dropped Pray for Paris about a year ago. And then I seen him on, like, IG and Twitter promoting this Pray for Haiti. But actually, it's not his album. It's actually an artist that he has signed to Griselda. His name is Mac Hami. But he's a Haitian dude, you know what I'm saying? And he dropped this album called Pray for Haiti. Cool-ass album, man. Like, cool-ass album. Like, it's definitely on some different shit, man. It kind of reminds me of a mixture of fucking, how can I call it, man? Like, some Digable Planets meets Fugees, but just on some Griselda shit, maybe some Mos Def mixed in there. But it's just kind of, it's a vibe. It definitely sounds like from another country, but on some cool shit. So, you know, Pray for Haiti, definitely get out a thumbs up, man. It's a different sound for Griselda. So I just like what West Side Gun is doing. To me, West Side Gun, you know, Griselda is definitely like the new Wu-Tang, you know what I'm saying? And West Side Gun is like a hybrid of Ghostface and RZA, you know what I'm saying? Ghostface because of the swag, RZA because he's like, you know, hands-on on all the projects. So shout out to that Pray for Haiti, definitely like a good joint. And then with me, like I said, rocking that, I was like, all right, now let me double back on this Kodak Black, Haitian Boy Kodak. Cool, too, man. I fuck some Kodak Black. You know what I'm saying? A little different shit, Southern Haitian type shit. You know what I'm saying? But definitely like a cool listen. But you got to be in the mood for that. So that's that. Now, the main joint that dropped that I was very pleasantly surprised, I had no expectations going in, is the new DMX album. And I'm here to say, I can't believe I'm about to say this, but I think it's an instant classic, man. Like, and right now, speaking of, I didn't really get into it because right now, as we speak, the verses are going on. Shout out to Swizz Beatz and Timbaland. They actually run in the back. I think they was like, that's what started the verses. I think at a concert or something like that, they start going back and forth with their beats and stuff like that. And the whole verses thing, you know, took off, obviously. But DMX, man, it's called Exodus. And it's so eerie how, like, this shit, like, you know, DMX just passed, what, like about a month ago, right? And now his album dropped, and, you know, it was just like it was a proper send-off, man. So just running it down, came out, what, Thursday night, you know what I'm saying, Friday morning. But it's a good listen, man. It's 10 tracks. It's got some good features, man. People came out and showed out. So first joint's got the locks on it, the Swizz Beatz, you know what I'm saying? They always got a wave. That's a Rough Riders reunion right there. And track number two, he's got Jay-Z and Nas, and both Jay-Z. I've been, like, kind of sleeping on Jay-Z, like, you know what I'm saying? Lately, he hasn't really been coming with no verses that I've really been, like, you know, like, okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, to me, he's been kind of, I call him the Michael Jordan. He's like the Wizards Michael Jordan Jay-Z. But nah, this was a great verse, man, that Jay-Z spit. And then Nas has been in his bag, man. Nas, like I said, Nas just resurrection or whatever you want to call it, man. He's been in the zone, man. So shout out to that, man. That's like track number two. I think it's called like Bath Salt or some shit like that. But it's definitely dope. And then three, he's got Lil Wayne, Swizz Beatz. Shit is dope. Swizz Beatz got a crazy, you know, just Swizz Beatz type beat. And who would have thought like a Lil Wayne DMX collaboration would be dope, but it's dope. Then, shout out to Black. He's got her boy on there, but he became my dude too, man, because I fucks with him now. Moneybagg Yo. So Moneybagg Yo joint with DMX. Dope. You know what I'm saying? He got Alicia Keys on there. Bono from U2's got a song with DMX. That's some cool shit. Just a cool album. He got West Side Gun. I was just talking about West Side Gun. So he got West Side Gun, Benny the Butcher, Conway, DMX. Snoop, you know what I'm saying? So Snoop's on there, you know what I'm saying? That's perfect because, you know, him and Snoop had the verses. So they got a track together on there, you know what I'm saying? Got the old Marvin Gaye beat. Then it's got a, you know, track talking about his son, you know what I'm saying, really had me thinking about, like, my pops and shit like that. So that shit was cool. Just a dope album, man. Like, it was really good. And then he's got another joint with Nas. So like, and then it's got a prayer at the end, you know what I'm saying, that you just feel. I'm like, wow, like, what the fuck, man? So like, he just went out on top like this. Right? He didn't go out on top, obviously, literally. You know, he had an overdose or whatever, heart attack, whatever you want to call it. But this was a proper send-off, man. It was like the mature DMX, you know what I'm saying, what it was. It was so dope because I listened to this album and I went back and I listened to some young vintage DMX. Because my favorite DMX album was the first two. What was it?
Dark
and Hell is Hot. Yeah, and then Flesh of My Flesh, yeah. Blood of My Blood. Those two DMX albums, those are the ones I really, really, truly mess with. And then, of course, that Rough Riders, Ride or Die, that was crazy, you know what I'm saying? So, and then, you know, the first Eve album was dope. You know, the first Lox album on Rough Riders was dope. So I just got into that whole wave. But this one is, you know, it just brings it full circle, put it like that. So I definitely recommend that, man. It's a good listen. Like I said, instant classic, in my opinion. So shout out to the DMX. So that's that with the music. So getting into the sports report. So, of course, you got the NBA playoffs live in full effect. And I kind of was working earlier today, so I didn't get a chance to see the game today. But just to bring everybody up to speed, I'm going to kind of run it down off the top of my dome. You know what I'm saying? I didn't really take too many notes, but some of the series that I thought was good. You know what I'm saying? New York, I got to start with New York and Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? The Knicks and the Hawks. The high was, oh, man, fuck. You know what I'm saying? Seeing the guard. I don't know if you saw the highlights, man, but I was watching the game. Oh, man, it's nothing like, you know, since I've been in New York City, there's nothing. I mean, of course you got the Yankees, but I'm not really a baseball fan like that. But the Yankees is the Yankees. Everybody knows that. That's the BX borough. You know what I'm saying? When they get on their shit, you know what I'm saying, that's official. But that's, you know, that's early 2000s. But since I've been in New York, the two sporting events that I truly enjoy, that I really feel like, oh, this is New York City. This is, if you want to come to the city and you want to go to a sporting event, this is when you really feel it. To me, being that I'm a tennis guy, it's nothing like the U.S. Open late August night. You know what I'm saying? You seeing Serena Williams on Arthur Ashe court. You know what I'm saying? I got a privy to, you know, I got a chance to see her. You know what I'm saying? So that's just New York at its finest. You know what I'm saying? That U.S. Open, and then back in the day when you had, Andre Agassi and, Pete Sampras, that U.S. Open, that's some real New York shit right there. You know what I'm saying? So that's like my number one. But number two is when the Knicks is good. And I know I've been talking about the Brooklyn Nets because, like I said, I'm right down the street from the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, right on Flatbush Avenue, Flatbush and Atlantic to be exact. I could take a dollar van right to a game if I want to. But it's still, I mean, that's the Nets. And you know the Nets came from Jersey. It's still not like the Garden when the Knicks is on point, man. Like, and it's been few and far between, you know what I'm saying? But, of course, you had, you know, the Pat Ewing Knicks back in the 90s, you know what I'm saying, when Pat Riley was the coach. And they were getting their ass kicked by the Bulls, but they were still competitive. And then, you know, when I first touched down in New York, I remember that Latrell Sprewell, Allen Houston, Marcus Camby, you had Ewing on the way out, Chris Childs, and Charlie Ward, you know what I'm saying? So that was the ill Knicks squad. Larry Johnson was on that team. And then then it's just been some bullshit, you know what I'm saying? You had the Carmelo years, so it really wasn't nothing. But this year had been good, man, because nobody thought that the Knicks would be as good as they was. You know, everybody knew Brooklyn was going to be Brooklyn, but nobody thought the Knicks was going to be what they were. So I say that to say this. So those first two games in New York was crazy. You know what I'm saying? Got Spike Lee back in the Garden. Just dope. You're seeing Tracy Morgan. You know, all just the New York, typical New York, celebrities coming to show love in the Garden. So we was on a high, man, even though Trae Young, you know what I'm saying, out of ATL, you know, got his Reggie Miller on in the first game. We came back. The Knicks came back, won that second game. But then that was the low is, we, you know, Black is in Atlanta. She probably don't give a shit about this. But anyway, Atlanta beat the shit out of the Knicks two straight games. And now, you know, like now they are 3-1 on us. So I don't know, man. Julius Randle, I don't know what's good. Derrick Rose, shout out to you, man. You definitely resurrected, man. You've been playing good, but, you know, the team got to support you, man. So that's that. That's that series. Switching gears to the West Coast, we got the Lakers and the Suns. Now, that's an interesting series, too. But the Suns, just to run this down, Chris Paul has been, like, the biggest fucking tease, man. Like, yo, I thought Chris Paul, he was my pick to win the MVP. And then just when I think he's going to win the MVP, he falls off a little bit. They lose the number one seed. Utah gets the number one seed. They get the number two seed, which means now because the Lakers, you know, had to go into the play-in tournament. So, anyway, because they slipped from number one to number two, now they got to play Lakers in the first round. So, Chris Paul, first game, comes out. I'm thinking, oh, they about to do their thing. They got DeAndre Ayton, who I like a lot. Got this kid named Booker. You know what I'm saying? They came out ready to play. But then right on cue, Chris Paul gets hurt, man. It's like every single time, bro, every single time this guy gets you pumped up, like, oh, he's about to do some shit, gets to the playoffs, and he gets hurt at a pivotal time, man. I'll never forget when the Houston Rockets, they was up. When him and Harden was on the Houston Rockets, they had Golden State on the ropes. This guy hamstring, and now he's out for the freaking game. Same shit happened this year. But so, you know, Lakers, that's been going back and forth. But now, believe it or not, I'm just fast-forwarding it. I don't want to just sound long-winded. But anyway, fast-forwarding it. Now, today, Anthony Davis, who's another one that gets hurt. You know what I'm saying? He got hurt. So now that series is 2-2. Lakers actually had took back control. I thought they was going to take it. But now Anthony Davis is hurt. It's 2-2. Now you get a best-of-three series, so we'll see how that happens. I've still got the Lakers taking it, but because you got LeBron. But that's kind of interesting. The other series that I'm looking at is the Clippers, another L.A. squad, and they're playing the Dallas Mavericks, right? So you got Luka, who's busting their ass, Luka Doncic, and then they got the big tall dude that came over from New York, Porzingis, you know what I'm saying? And then you got Tim Hardaway. Everybody remembers Tim Hardaway. Yeah, so that's the Dallas Mavericks, and they up against, you know, Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, Rondo's on that squad now, the Clippers. And they got their ass bust a couple games, first two games in L.A., and then they won the last game that was in Dallas that was yesterday. And I think they're playing, like, right now. So, hopefully they can come back. I think the Clippers can come back and beat them, but that's going to be interesting. Then other than that, you know, shout out to Ja Morant. Young dude, man, Memphis, you know what I'm saying? They beat Golden State in the play-in tournament to get into the tournament. And it looks like Utah, you know, they're going to have their hands full because they came in as the eighth seed. They're playing the Utah Jazz. You know, I think they won the first game or something like that. But then, you know, Utah's coming back because now they got Donovan Mitchell, who was hurt, you know, first game or whatever. So they're probably going to take advantage of that. But shout out to Ja Morant, man. He's definitely a dude on the come up. So that's what's going on. Basically, Philly is about to take care of Washington. You know, the Wizards had losing my train of thought, man. Had a Russell Westbrook. You know what I'm saying? But they ain't gonna. That's Philly gonna be, man. So shout out to Philly. And then the Sixers, of course. And then, you know, Giannis, man. The Milwaukee Bucks. They took care of the Heat. You know what I'm saying? Swept them. The Heat had beat them last year. And then Denver on the West Coast, again, the Denver Nuggets series is really good with Portland. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Dan Lillard. But then Denver, you know, Jamal Murray's hurt. So that can go kind of, you know, either way as well. So I'm going to keep you posted. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to just run that down. You know what I'm saying? Give you my quick NBA synopsis on that. So that's what's going on. I'm trying to think, man. Was anything else I got to talk about? What else is going on? That's pretty much it, man. I think that's I think I'm done. You know what I'm saying? Black, where you at? I'm kind of running out.
I'm right here, baby.
What else we got?
Okay, so listen, I was looking at something and I tagged you in this post, the Mexican cartel, in Mexico. They are trying, it's one city, it starts with a G in Mexico, and it's a crime-ridden city, and they are trying to change the leadership in this city. They're trying to change the leadership in the city and swap out, like, all of, you know, the mayors and everything in the city. And the 34th candidate, you know, they're going for, you know, the chairman, everything in that city. The 34th candidate lost their life yesterday or today. So the cartel is killing the people that are running, declaring that they're going to make change in this city. I found that to be so ironic because I'm like, these Mexicans are not playing. Like, they not taking the same energy that we have over here in the United States and complaining and crying, acting like nothing will change. They make it happen to themselves.
We need to be cutthroat. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if that's going to happen in the United States. So it happens, but it happens very strategically. You know what I'm saying? That's just my two cents on that one.
Shout out to DC Young Fly. DC Young Fly, he's a comedian from Atlanta, doing his thing from the West Side, real hood. DC Young Fly changed his life, you know, got into comedy, got real big on Wildin' Out, you know, played in a couple movies. And he was at a show, and this guy, which was a heckler, it was a show in California. The guy, he was a heckler, and he ran up on DC, and DC knocked him the hell out. And y'all think that these people just funny, but, you know, some people are really changing their lives and doing stuff for the betterment of them and their families. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, y'all out here bothering these people, and he didn't think that DC was going to knock him out because DC is a little skinny something. But DC don't play. DC don't play at all. DC don't play at all. So that was something that also happened. Shout out to Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj,
hold on,
he's been
hold on, like
really
you're
low
going
key.
A little, you're a little muffled. Hold on, Black. We can't hear you.
Shout out to Nicki Minaj. She's been really low key. And she went live and did, you know, a live, and people, you know, are claiming whatever. You know, she seemed like she was on some type of drugs, but she looked beautiful. You know, she just said, you know, she took time out, you know, while she was pregnant, you know, so she can actually, you know, deliver a healthy baby. She delivered a healthy baby boy, and she's back on the scene. And she's been back active on social media. Chloe, is that her name? C-O-L-I-E, Chloe, which is Benzino's daughter. She was feeling down. She did a show in Texas, and the people were on their feet, but they weren't really jamming to her song. And that's because they really didn't know the song. Yeah, she's a rapper. She's in the Track Star video. But, you know, she's getting her momentum. Benzino's daughter. And she really, you know, she's doing her thing. She's not a bad rapper. I can say that. And so Nicki Minaj stepped in today to tell her, hey, lift your chin up. You know, you're going to be popping. Stay consistent. Stand on their neck. And that was so big of Nicki. Like, Nicki is coming in this game on her mother shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, look,
yeah,
I'm not going to be putting these young female rappers down. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do something different. And I love the approach that Nicki is taking right now because Nicki is stepping on their necks. You know, she redid one of her old mixtapes and put it on streaming platforms, right? And that absolutely went batshit crazy. Yeah,
okay.
It went batshit crazy. So,
okay.
Yeah, Nicki Minaj, keep up the positive energy that you're giving. You know, she came back on some mature shit. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no beef. She like, don't put me against anybody. You know what I'm saying? Just let it be.
Yeah.
Okay, now, Judge Joe Brown is a judge on one of these, a TV show judge, right? And he had some very interesting words about Lizzo and Cardi B. And he's an older black male, and, you know, he talked about Lizzo, you know, being overweight and over here twerking and so on and so forth. He talked about Cardi B, you know, rapping and bragging about, you know, drugging men and robbing men and, you know, so on and so forth. So it wasn't a colorism thing because they're definitely two different shades, but it's more of a, you know, women have been talking about crazy shit from the beginning of time. He think Cardi B's bad. He should have listened to Lil' Kim. You know what I'm saying? Lil' Kim, you know, really had lyrics. But,
oh, Joe Brown
I mean,
know about Lil' Kim. Come on, man.
He's
from Detroit. He
knows
about Lil' Kim.
But for him to fat shame Lizzo, and it was a couple of people really fat shaming Lizzo, but I really appreciate all of the support that she got, right? She gets that attention. Lizzo has depression and, you know, low self-esteem and things like that. And she's been very vocal in reference to that as well. You know what I'm saying? And so whatever builds her confidence up, it is what it is. But for a BBW to be the end thing right now, because most people love their women thick, she's natural bodied, she didn't go have surgery, et cetera, it's like, you know, certain people that the speak their mind because they have a voice and they have a platform. And for the black man that was doing the interview with him to not step in and correct that, it just shows what the problem is today. We are so quick to, you know what I'm saying, degrade and talk about somebody and what they're doing because we wouldn't do it or because we don't like it, that we don't understand that we're spewing negativity, we're spewing hate, we're spewing, evil poison to people, and you never know what somebody's going through. Like, you never know why Lizzo can't lose weight. You know what I'm saying? She could suffer from fibroids. I'm suffering from fibroids right now. Move that pillow. I'm suffering from fibroids right now because, you know, it's just something that came in the very recent future that I'm realizing, like, why is my weight fluctuating so much? Like, I've never had this problem. And to not be able to get help in the healthcare system, I had to find ways of my own, you know, to, you know, work with and cleanse my body from the inside, right? So when you have these fibroids and cysts, and they are mainly allegedly coming from the artificial hormones that they're putting in the meat to make the meat, you know, develop faster, and our bodies make their own hormones, so they're throwing our bodies off whack. And to my black women all over the world, if you have fibroids and cysts, I am not a doctor, but I really, really suggest that you go and look at herbal methods to ease the pain. I'm going to tell you one herb that I actually just purchased, and I can't wait to try because someone else had the same issue. They recommended it. It had great reviews. It's called DIM Plus, D-I-M Plus, P-L-U-S. Do not let these people give you a hysterectomy. For my people of color, that's the first thing that they want to do and offer you is a hysterectomy. They offer me the same thing. I'm not having one. Well, you know, you're at your age and you already have kids. That's for me to decide. That's not for any white man to decide when I want to stop having children. Of course, you would want that to happen, right? So, you know, just do some research. Understand that these medical doctors, they only know what they're told in there. They're told, you know, through school. They don't know shit. In America, especially, you know, they don't come up with cures. They come up with, you know, temporary fixes or, you know, something to make this act right and then something else is going wrong. So I just strongly suggest that you do your research, find multiple sources on one particular item, and, you know, go the herbal route because anything of the earth, you know, will help you way better than anything that they give you in the pharmacy. So I just wanted to say that. So shout out to Lizzo. Lizzo, we love you. Keep doing your thing. I don't give a fuck how you want to twerk. Y'all don't say nothing about these skinny girls twerking, you know, so calm the fuck down. Let Lizzo be great with her roles and her glory.
Well, black love Lizzo.
So,
yeah, black love Lizzo, not me, but.
Black love Lizzo. But at the same time, let's get one thing straight. I ain't got a problem with a fat ass doing what you do. But then when you try to compare being fat to actually being black, and as far as, you know what I'm saying, would you be black, would you rather be black or would you rather be fat? That's the problem comes into play when it comes down to Lizzo. I'm not about to be greater for being fat. I like fat bitches. I like skinny bitches. I like all bitches. As a matter of fact, I just love the pussy. But your fatness has nothing to do, or it does not equate to actually being black. And, you know, then the trials and tribulations of being black. So that's what's been going on with Lizzo as far as the ramifications of her words and her actions is concerned. So, I mean, it's just, everybody has their own, you know, opinion.
Sometimes
but
it seems like you be doing a little
much. Don't
work,
don't work. But don't try to compare your fat ass to actually being black and the trials and tribulations of being black. That's when we have a fucking problem. But I love Lizzo.
I don't think
ass.
That she said about being black.
No, that's what she said.
I think it's just self-esteem.
No, don't try to compare it to it. I mean, but at the same time, I love a fat ass. I love the way her fat ass moves. But I don't love the fucking baby. About, you know what I'm saying, comparison to being black and being fat. Bitch, look, you cool and all, but no, that's when you fucked up with me. She ain't fucked up with black. Black loves you. I still love your fat ass, too. okay? Shake it and pray the flu. But we got a problem with the other shit, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, anytime you won't get naked around me, I'm okay with it, Lizzo. I
10 seconds, Mo, take it out. He retarded.
Hey, that rant was awesome. But anyway, so once again, this has been another dope episode of, you know, Real Talk with the new Ms. Bubba Black and Mo Benz. You know how we do. You know, every Sunday night, you know what I'm saying, every 9 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Eastern time. So definitely, if you missed the show tonight, tell a friend to tell a friend. Log in and listen. You can always catch the re-air, you know what I'm saying? So it's Black Tweets that I'm going to retweet it out there for the people, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to put a hashtag, new show alert, especially since we was MIA last week. So, you know, we got a new one for you coming to you live and direct. Definitely follow the Twitter page, Real Adult Talk, T-A-W-K. You know, we put that country twang on it. Yeah, I'm definitely working on it. I've been so busy, man. I've been so busy on this grind. But like I said, I'm gonna get back to my shit, man. I need to, like, you know, like I said, I need to switch it up, get some drama jumped off, and, you know what I'm saying, kind of make room for some other energies and shit like that. Oh, so definitely gonna get a nice guest in here, man, pretty soon. I've been so fucking busy, I ain't got a chance to kind of put it together, man. But definitely stay tuned. I got somebody special I'm working on to come on and chop it up with us. Definitely, if you want to put a face with the voice, check me out on IG, Mo Benz, MOBINNS. And as always, man, tell a friend, man, live and direct. Kick it with us every Sunday. You know how we do. So everybody stay safe. Peace, peace, peace. And we'll see you same time next week.